Every winter, the President of the United States delivers the State of the Union, and thousands of governors and mayors across the country offer State of the State or State of the City addresses. Yesterday in Fayetteville, there was the first ever.
And I'm also thrilled to be able to release our very first State of the Northwest Arkansas Region report.
That's Kathy Deck, director of the Center for Business and Economic Research at the University of Arkansas. She led the team that compiled the nearly 30-page report on how Northwest Arkansas has stacked up against similar regions over the past 10 years. Statistics on subjects including jobs, bankruptcies, economic growth, and percentage of population with college degrees is tabulated and compared to regions considered to be Northwest Arkansas's peers by the report: Gainesville, Florida, Lexington, Kentucky, and Huntsville, Alabama.
They have something very closely in common with Northwest Arkansas. They're homes to major research universities, and they also have a very diverse industrial base in each of these cities. So we think they do a very good job of acting as comparisons for the Northwest Arkansas region.
The report also compares Northwest Arkansas to another region, one dubbed an aspirational one, Austin, Texas. And over the decade beginning in 2000, the comparisons for Northwest Arkansas have been mostly favorable. Northwest Arkansas experienced the smallest jump in unemployment between 2000 and 2010, as well as the smallest increase in unemployment in the recession years since 2008. The center has worked closely with the Northwest Arkansas Council, a private nonprofit organization that has based much of its economic development research on similar studies and numbers. Authors of this report hope policymakers, legislators, and business leaders will study it when planning for the future. Kathy Deck says this report can serve as a baseline for the Northwest Arkansas Council as it plans for the region's next decade.
The nice thing about the metrics that we chose in our report is we did it along with the Northwest Arkansas Council's strategic plan. And so they have four groups set up with four strategic thrusts: education, infrastructure, economic development, and community vitality. Our metrics are directly related to what they're doing, and they give the council a place to look and metrics to move. And so they have actionable items to get there, and that's what we're looking for.
While Northwest Arkansas's employment and economic growth numbers do well when stacked up against the other regions in the report, the sluggish national economy is a running theme in that report. Unemployment is higher and growth rates in business establishments have slowed here since 2008. Mike Harvey, the chief operating officer for the Northwest Arkansas Council, says the graphs in the report show a shift since 2008.
You know, the fact is there's a new reality here. Since 2008, things are different. If you look at the first 8 years of the decade, then you look at the last 2 years of the decade, you see that for yourself. It's illustrated right there. So we need to put our mindset, get ourselves into a mindset of we're going to be fighting for every job, fighting for every better job here, because the future is more likely going to look like the last 2 years of the decade than the first 8 years of the decade. And I know that's kind of a gloomy thing to say, but we have got a lot of unresolved macro issues that we're up against. Housing's not been resolved. This European debt crisis is an issue. Our own debt crisis is going to be an issue. And so all these things are going to be laying on us like a wet blanket. So it's like, how do we pull ourselves up by our bootstraps and take our region to the next level?
Mike Harvey says the run of growth that was so strong in Northwest Arkansas for the first years of this new century might not be over. But he says the region's growth supplied by the big three, Walmart, Tyson Foods, and J.B. Hunt, has plateaued.
So what does the next step look like? And I personally think it involves university really becoming that driver of the regional economy, not just employing people, but spinning out businesses that employ people too.
When it comes to research and development expenditures by the universities in each comparison city included in the report, the University of Arkansas lags behind most. According to a study by the National Science Foundation, R&D spending at the U of A was about one-fifth of that of the Universities of Florida and Texas, and about one-third of the University of Kentucky. The State of Northwest Arkansas Region report also shows other regional issues where this area is in worse shape than those selected peer regions. The poverty rate is higher, and the percentage of people with college degrees lower. And what once was used by some as a selling point in attracting people to move here, low housing costs, no longer is much different from similar regions. Again, Kathy Deck, the director of the center that authored the report.
The final chart I'm going to show you just has to do with folks who might look at this region as a place to live. When we think about housing affordability, when we think about this region compared to our peers and aspirants, we looked at the median cost of a home over as a percentage of income. And we found that Northwest Arkansas is not necessarily the low-cost place to live, but it's not the high-cost place either. We perform in the middle of the pack. So again, our days of selling ourselves as perhaps a low-cost destination for housing are over, but we find ourselves in the same range with our peers.
And what about these peer regions, Gainesville, Florida, Huntsville, Alabama, and Lexington, Kentucky? Cities in the southeast with similar populations and each with a research university inside the city limits. Are they merely great places to compare this region's vitality to, or are they also competitors, locations seeking the same jobs and people Northwest Arkansas wants to attract in the future? Mike Harvey with the Northwest Arkansas Council says the answer is yes.
A lot of the times they're just peers. When we're, for instance, in the running for a project, the cities that we are more likely going to compete with are going to probably be more up and down that Midwestern corridor. And so the first thing I did when I got here was like, well, we don't only need data on the peers, we need data on our competitors,
Springfield,
Kansas City, you know, whoever up and down that corridor we're competing with, because it's a lot of this stuff is still driven by geography, except for technology, typically. And so when you start down that road, you really need to stack yourself up in terms of all those site location factors and how you stack up against those folks that you're competing with. So it's a good question. Both is the answer.
One interesting difference between Northwest Arkansas and the other regions included in the study: this region has a far larger percentage of its state's population. About 15% of Arkansas's people live in the Northwest Arkansas Metro Survey area. And Kathy Deck says economic realities extend beyond just the four counties in the Northwest Arkansas survey area.
What we do with our economic strategic plan here in Northwest Arkansas and what they do with their economic strategic plan in Fort Smith have to dovetail together because, in fact, transportation gets easier. We're all in this together. We're all looking towards the prosperity of Arkansans. So it's important for all of those factors to work together.
The full report can be seen at the Center for Business and Economic Research website. That's CBER.UARK.EDU.